please rise. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Saint Matthew. Glory to you, Lord Christ. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen went and rose ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be pleasing this morning in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. In your blessed name we pray, the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. The Epiphany is really one of those joy-filled celebrations, and I've got to tell you that I think in the American church, we don't do this joyous celebration justice. There's places around the world where the Epiphany is big stuff. I mean, it is really heavily, duly celebrated. You get into parts of Europe and Spanish-speaking parts of the world, you know how we have a tradition associated with Christmas where kids will go to the mall and they'll get in line to see Santa Claus and sit on the lap of St. Nicholas and maybe even write him a letter about what they want for Christmas. Places like in Spain, that same tradition holds true. But for the three wise men, for the Magi, kids will, you can Google this, you can see pictures of it online, kids will line up at the mall to sit on the laps of the three wise men, and they'll write letters to these three kings for what they call little Christmas gifts. It's the end of the Christmas season, but it's a chance to again celebrate the gift giving that God has given us through Jesus Christ, and we give these little gifts. In my research on that, I found that in the Irish tradition, Little Christmas is often a chance for the ladies of the household to have a bigger Christmas celebration on Epiphany. And I guess the reason for that is, you know, if we're honest about it, all these celebrations that we went through during the season of Christmas, if we're honest, the ladies probably did most of the work. They did the cooking and the setting up and, you know, making the parties happen. So the Epiphany becomes an opportunity for them to have this little Christmas. And if you go on our Facebook page, in fact, Miss Noreen had put in something under one of the Epiphany posts about little Christmas. So it's something she had said that she hadn't heard that term in a long time, but whatever the post was made her think of that. So, I think in New Orleans, this is where I'm going with that. I think in New Orleans, we probably do it a little bit better than the rest of America because we're entering into, what is it? King cake season, right? You know, that's our, you've made it to the Epiphany. You've made it to King's Day when the king cakes are available. This story that we hear today from Matthew's gospel account about those, we say three magi, but the reality is Matthew doesn't tell us how many magi there are. We know it's plural. Magi, by definition, means more than one. And we adopt this sort of three just by tradition, probably because we know that there were three gifts that they traveled afar from to bring to the newborn Jesus. And in fact, he's probably not even a newborn by the time that they arrive. You might notice there's a subtle change in language if you read Matthew's gospel account from 1 to chapter 2 where we are today. He's talked about as a little baby in a manger wrapped in clothes. And today, Matthew doesn't use the word baby anymore. He uses the word child. And we also know that King Herod called the chief priest and teachers of the law together. He wanted to know about this king. And he uses the word child. He says, when you find that child, let me know, because I want to go worship him too. He's a liar. King Herod is just an absolute liar. He has no interest at all in worshiping Jesus as king. He's upset because he's afraid there may be a king that's in competition with his kingdom. And this is the beauty of the story, folks. Herod didn't get this. So Herod doesn't get to inherit the kingdom of Jesus Christ, because Jesus is unlike any other king. He didn't come in here to take over things. In fact, his kingdom's not even of this world. Herod could have just as easily received the gift of eternal salvation through Jesus Christ by faith. We heard Paul talk about that today in the epistle, didn't we? By faith, we can receive that inheritance. And that's where I think the story of the Magi is so powerful to us. You think about this. These Magi represent something. The Jewish people knew that there was a Messiah that would be coming to redeem them. They didn't quite understand what it was going to look like. And in fact, John's gospel account says to us that he came to his own, i.e. the Jews, and they did not receive him. Some of those Jewish people rejected this Messiah. But to those who did receive him, he gave them everlasting life. These cats, these magi, sometimes we call them kings. They probably weren't kings. It's more likely, historians tell us, that they were actually of a priestly caste of the East. So they may have been sort of rulers of a sort, kind of like kings, but more within the religious realm. They were actually believed to be Zoroastrian priests. And part of their Zoroastrian religion, they believed in one God. Now, we could argue whether or not that's the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, it's the Jewish God, or not. Zoroastrianism actually still exists today in certain parts of the world. It's not like it was 2,000 years ago. But what this represents is these guys coming from a distant land, from a different religion, seeking God through the king of the world, this baby, Jesus Christ. They come to him. The scriptures told us this morning, they bowed down and they worshiped him. And that's big for us for this reason. Unless you were born into a Jewish family, you have no right to be an heir of God's kingdom, except by the precious gift that God has given the world in his son, Jesus Christ. It's by faith in Jesus Christ that the rest of us get grafted into this wonderful family of God. And these Gentiles, Zoroastrian priests traveling from afar, represent the opening of God's kingdom to the Gentiles. They weren't Jewish folks. They were Gentiles in search of the true God. And they found him in that little baby, that little child, that little king that just kind of blows everybody's mind. How could he be a king? He's just a child. That little king that Herod wanted killed. So much so, we know the story of the holy innocents, right? Herod said, hey, if it's a boy, it's 2 years or younger, kill him. That's how serious Herod was about finding this king, not to worship him. The gift is that God became incarnate, that he came from heaven, that he, as we talked about in Advent, he literally condescended in the person of Jesus Christ to come and live with us. And I think there's also another backdrop to the story that's hugely important for us as Christians to think about. Those traveling magi, they followed a star to find that baby. Stars only shine at night. And I think that there's a message that Matthew has given us in that account. No matter what is going on in your life right now, no matter how dark things may seem, maybe it's health problems, maybe it's relationship issues, maybe it's post-holiday blues, maybe you're having struggles with finances. There's all sorts of different things that can happen to us, part of the human condition. It's in those darkest times that the light of God will shine the brightest for you. You just need to be just like those magi. Look for it. By faith, be willing to say, I'm going to set my eyes on the light of God, and I'm going to follow it. And I'm going to see exactly where it is that God will bring me, even in my darkest and especially in my darkest moments. I'm going to follow the light of God. I'm going to wrap it up with this. I don't know if you guys noticed when you came into church this morning, it looked like some neighborhood kids took to our front porch and vandalized it, put some graffiti out there. I'll let you in on a little secret. It wasn't the neighborhood kids, it was me. Anybody remember what those letters were? Say it again. CFM? Close. Somebody want to fill in some blanks? CMB. Mr. Stan got it. That's good. Now, this is not from our scripture reading today. This is extra biblical. It's by tradition. Does anybody know the name that's given to those three wise men? That was very good. Ms. Rinda got it. Casper, Melchior, and Balthazar. CMB. Now, sometimes Casper is also called Gasper with a G. He's also sometimes spelled Casper with a K. And sometimes he's also known as a little church mouse. Believe it or not, some translations it's J, Jasper, like our little church mouse that we have at Good Shepherd named Jasper. But the more traditional is CMB, Casper, Melchior, and Balthazar. Now we have, very proudly, as some of our German Americans here will tell you, we have our roots at Good Shepherd in the German tradition. And I don't know how many of you know this, but in parts of Europe, and in particular Germany, Austria, and the parts of Poland where German is actually the spoken language, they have a tradition on the Epiphany. And I told you, other parts of the world, they play it up big. They play up the Epiphany huge. It's a big celebration. And they have a tradition that what they'll do is they'll take paint or chalk, and the kids usually will do this. They'll go out and they'll put graffiti on the front of the house, above the doorway or on the sidewalk leading up, and it's those initials that they put. They put a C and a little cross or a little and sign. They put an M and a little cross and an and or an and sign. They put a B. And it's to remind us of that tradition of those three gifts brought by the Magi and their names, again, just by tradition. But it also, believe it or not, those three letters translate in Latin to a little prayer. And that prayer is Christus Mansionem Benedicat, which means Christ, bless this house. And so it's a prayerful graffiti asking for a blessing over the house. And so what I'm going to do today is I'm going to pass these little sticker sheets around, and I'm going to ask you to take one, put it on your sweater or in your choir robe as the case may be, And when you get home today, I want you to put a little graffiti on your house as well. You can take one and pass that around on this side. And put that on your front door or in your living room on the curtain somewhere. Let that be your little prayerful graffiti asking the Lord this season of Epiphany Tide, Christ, bless this house. Sound like a plan? Somebody say amen. Amen. We're going to let the little sticker sheets continue to go around. If for some reason you don't get one, see me after service. I'll make sure you get a little sticker. But as that's circulating, let's rise together and let us offer our profession of faith today as we pray together the Nicene Creed. Would you join me? We believe.